Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Delighted to have the great Butch Harmon on the line. Afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Very well. Good to hear that sweet voice on Off the Ball this Sunday afternoon. We want to talk, well, there's only one place to really start, I guess. It's with Tiger. So, with all Tiger's gone through over the last decade, personally, and with his game, and with his struggles with the what seemed to be the chipping yips, and even his struggles in recent months off the tee, just how has he managed to get himself back into a position where 3 weeks out from the Masters, he's the bookies' favourite?
I'll tell you what, it's pretty impressive what he's done. When you look at what's happened to his body, the back surgeries, the not being able to play, he can't even bend over within pain. You watch him now, when you watch him walk, you can see that he's in no pain. You watch him swing, his golf swing looks the best it's looked in, I'd say, 5 or 6 years. He seems to have the juices, competitive juices, flowing again. He's hitting a lot of good shots. He's making a lot of putts. The game of golf has become exciting again, especially with only two more tournaments to go after this one before the Masters. And you're right, even here in Vegas where I live, they have made him the betting favorite, which is kind of a big surprise. But then again, he's Tiger Woods, and you should never say never when it comes to Tiger Woods.
You worked with Tiger when he was at the peak of his powers, and maybe his right. personality at that stage, he didn't have an awful lot of time for the other players. He was very much his own man. He was solely focused on winning as often and as quickly and as many tournaments as possible. When you look at him now around the golf course, around the driving range, personality-wise, is it a very different Tiger Woods from 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Absolutely. I spent some time with Tiger in San Diego when I was at the Farmers, and he was like his old self. He was fun. He was cracking jokes. He was witty. He was giving everybody a hard time, which is the way Tiger is when he's having a good time. I think, in all honesty, if you look at what he's been through in his life, he's been humbled. He's made some very bad decisions. He's had to live through some tough spots, and I think he's come out on the other side a much better human being and a much better person. The guys say he's a joy to be around now. He's back to giving everybody the needle and having fun. And quite honestly, I think it's very impressive the way his golf game has come around. I was one of the ones that I didn't think he could ever win again, coming back from back surgery. And now you look at him, I mean, he starts today at Bay Hill, 5 shots back, and it wouldn't surprise you if he went out and shot 64 or 5 and have a chance to win, because he's won there, what, 7 times or so. So it's a golf course he knows. You know, how's he going to do at the Masters? It's anybody's guess how he's going to do, but I will tell you what happened is the joy around golf is back. Tiger Woods drives the needle, as you know, in your country, in our country, and all over the world. TV ratings are up. Golf watching is up. Attendance is up. It's going to make for an incredibly exciting Masters when you consider all the former major champions who are also playing really well at this time.
It couldn't be a better build-up. It's hard to remember a more anticipated Masters with even what's just happened over the last few weeks with Mickelson winning, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Jason Day, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, all winning already in 2018. And that's not even getting into Spieth, who albeit is having a few struggles with the putter, but Rory, who we were so worried about over the last couple of weeks, back this week. What's been the turnaround with Rory this week at the Arnold Palmer Invitational?
I think for me it's his putting. I think that he's finally making putts again. He seems comfortable. When I watched him yesterday on the tube playing, he looked a little more relaxed on the greens. His stroke looked more consistent as it used to in the past. He's driving the ball beautifully. As we know, he's one of the best drivers in the game. And I think confidence-wise, I think Rory had lost a little confidence, and confidence is a terrible thing. I mean, look at Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth's one of the best putters and great champions we've had in a long time, and he's going through a terrible time of confidence. That's the other thing that is impressive with Tiger, that he's come out to this and he is confident. I think we're going to see Rory have a great chance to win today. He starts only 2 shots back. It's a course where his length can help him if he chooses it. And if he gets off to a good front nine, anything can happen.
Would you have any worries about Spieth and his putting? He's gone through a 3-year spell where he's holed everything from every part of the green in every second tournament, it feels like. This is the first big dip that he's had to get through. There never seems to have been any questions about his work ethic, and he'll try and drive his way through this. But with your putting in particular, when you lose that, even at a young age, can it be very difficult to get it back?
Absolutely. He looks extremely mechanical now. You see him going through all kinds of drills, trying to work on his putting. He's working hard at it. Sometimes you can work too hard at it. Putting is all about feel and starting the ball on the right line and the confidence that you can make the putts. And right now when we watch Jordan putt, he doesn't look confident over them, especially the short ones, as we've seen him miss so many 2-, 3-, 4-footers with something he never used to miss. And I think it's a confidence thing, and I think he's going to have to get that straight going into Augusta. I don't know if he's playing next week in the match play or the week before the Masters at Houston, but he needs to see something good happen so he can go to Augusta with the confidence. As you know, the last few years, every time he's stepped on the 12th tee, he's had some problems confidence-wise, and now you deal with the putting issues. And Augusta, if you're not putting well, you have no chance because those greens are extremely difficult.
Rory's putting has obviously been a pretty constant issue over the last couple of seasons, and as you mentioned, he seems to have turned it around this week. There's been reports that he had a word with Brad Faxon ahead of the tournament, and whatever tips and advice he gave him seems to have turned it around. How important a year do you feel this is for Rory? Because he's at a stage where he's probably starting to admit himself he's not going to get to double digits in terms of majors, and with the young players coming through and the impact they're having, Ram, Thomas, guys like that, do you feel Rory is that sort of pressure is starting to get to him?
I don't think the pressure is getting to him, but I think it is a very important year for him. And I think the putting is turned around because I think he's gotten away from the mechanical look, which is what Faxon is so good at, just showing you how to see the line, start the ball on the line, and just feel your stroke. He went through a lot of periods where he was trying different putting coaches, and he looked very mechanical and very uncomfortable. He doesn't look that way now. Especially yesterday when I was watching him, I thought he looked like when he stood over a putt, it felt like he could make it, and you watching it thought he could make it. And I think that's huge for Rory. Rory's always been able to strike the ball well. I think Rory's in a great place in his life now. He's happy with his wife, his family. Everything's in a good spot. And I really expect him to be one of the ones on Sunday at Augusta with a chance to win. And he's my pick to win today. I think he's played better than Stenson has. DeChambeau's not a winner. Justin Rose is right there at the top with a good chance. But Rory is the one I'm picking to win this tournament today.
It often feels when you look at somebody like Rory McIlroy this week where there's such a sudden turnaround in their form on the green that you wonder, well, why didn't they do this sooner? Why didn't he go to Brad Faxon or somebody else and have that conversation and try and change it? Like, have you seen that a lot during your career as a coach and even still working with some of the best players in the world, that there can be an extreme stubbornness?
Well, I think golfers are very fragile people. I mean, it's a cruel game. You know, if you got 144 player starts, you only have one winner, you got 143 losers, and people say, yeah, well, they still make a lot of money. But for the upper echelon, it's all about winning. That's the whole thing about winning. And I think Rory went through a period of experimenting, trying different coaches with different philosophies, and he got away from what he did well. He always looked like he was comfortable standing over a putt. He always had good speed control. He always had nice release in his stroke. And watching him the last couple of years, the stroke didn't look like Rory McIlroy. What I've seen this week is he looks like Rory again, and you can just see it in his confidence. He gets off to a good start today. He can run the tables.
Butch, it's Dave here. We like to bring up some of the side stories as much as possible in the media, but this is something Rory's actually already referred to himself, and that this is the year that himself, Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson are in a race to complete the Grand Slam. You would hope that one or a couple of them will get it done this year, and it'll be interesting to see who is going to get the job done first. How much of a narrative do you think that's going to be in the build-up to the Masters then, if Rory fails, heading towards the US Open for Phil and then onto the PGA for Spieth?
Well, I think it's a big thing for all three of them. I mean, that's a great accomplishment in golf, the career Grand Slam. There aren't many that have ever done it. You know, I think Phil having finished second in the U.S. Open 6 times is remarkable. And the fact that he's not the best driver in the world, you would think that's the tournament he would struggle in. And yet he's had his chances before. Great win for him down in Mexico, which was fantastic. He hadn't won since the Open in 2013. I think they put a little pressure on themselves. The media doesn't help that because they ask them about it all the time. But, you know, they would tell you, if they were being honest, they would say, yeah, I want to win this. And so I do put more pressure on myself. And I think it's going to happen. I think all three of them will get it done. Mickelson, it's going to be 48 in June, is the one that's on the short leash to do it. Rory and Jordan, have a great chance. Justin Thomas now has just gone crazy the last 18 months, probably the best player in the world. So I think that these three guys will eventually get it done. I think you might see Rory and Jordan get it done before Phil does, but then Phil's won the Masters three times. He needs to win that U.S. Open. This year it's at Shinnecock, which is an extremely difficult golf course. Rory going to Augusta in a couple weeks has got to feel good about the way he's playing. So it'll happen.
And Nathan's already asked you about Rory and the form that he's clearly showing this week at Bay Hill, and we've mentioned Jordan Spieth, but what was so different for you with the manner in which Phil was playing in Mexico? Why was he able to get the job done after 5 years outside the winner's circle? And what did you see that maybe might point us towards a really special year for Phil?
You know, Phil has worked really hard with his coach, Andrew Gessen. They've worked so hard on his speed to get his speed up where he can drive the ball further. Phil's never been a great driver. He's like Seve. Seve was never a great driver of the ball. Phil is just a very resilient person. He has the ability to bounce back. He has that great ability in his mind that the last shot never happened. Just wherever he hits it, he goes and finds it. He's leading the stats and scrambling stats and putting. He's right up there in the top five and all those important things. And Phil's always been competitive. I mean, look at it this way. Phil Mickelson has won 43 tournaments in five majors in the Tiger Woods era. No one's even come close to doing that. But it surprised me that he hadn't won since the 2013 Open Championship, but he had put himself in position to win. It just shows you, in all honesty, guys, how difficult it is to win a golf tournament these days. There are so many good players. You know, you go back in Nicklaus's days, and there may have been 15 guys that could win a major championship. Now, you tee it up, there's 40 or 50 could win the major championship. So it's difficult to do it. And the older you get, the harder it becomes. But Mickelson he's fantastic what he's done. He's increased his driving distance. Obviously, his stats and fairways hit aren't that good, but that's not that big a deal for him because he's always been that way. So I think what he's done is really impressive. But to go back to Rory, I think Rory, there's been so much pressure put on him, especially in your country because he's from Ireland, about what's happened to Rory, why isn't he winning, so on and so forth. He really looks ready to break out. If you watch him, the way he's played today, just watch how he walks. Watch his demeanor on the golf course. And we're seeing a different Rory McIlroy. We're seeing a Rory McIlroy that believes in himself again, believes he can win again. And that's why today's going to be a big day for him.
Yeah, there's not many better sights in golf than Rory when he's strutting down, head up, down the fairway.
Fabulous. I agree.
Just before we let you go then, a couple of other points. Ricky Fowler, I think it was at last year's Masters where you were making the point about the conversation you'd had with Fowler at the end of 2016 about getting rid of those Kardashians. He hasn't had a win in the past year, and he's looking at his mates and somebody like Justin Thomas in particular going and taking his game to another level. As a coach, how do you work that out with him in terms of trying to keep his patience and his focus? Or do you look and do you point out somebody like Justin Thomas and say, you got to let this guy inspire you?
Oh, definitely. I've brought that up. You know me better than that. We have talked about that. We've talked about the fact, you know, if you look at his stats, they're usually better than Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, ball striking and stuff, even putting. You just got to get over the finish line. I mean, Ricky put himself in a great position yesterday when he birdied 16, and then he bogeyed 17 and double bogeyed 18 to push himself back again. He's got to play better on the weekend. Last year at the Masters, I think he was one shot off the lead going to Sunday. He had the best warm-up that he had all week. I mean, he was so positive. And then he went out, and he pushes too hard. And we've seen that with so many players that they want it so badly, especially, like you say, with his good friends winning, and he's happy for them. And, you know, I think what you're going to see with Ricky Fowler is he's going to win a major. Will he win one this year? I actually think he will, but we'll have to wait and see. And when he does, I think you're going to see a whole different Ricky Fowler. I think you're going to see a guy that believes in himself more. He's just got to get out on Sunday and make things happen. And once that happens, then you believe in yourself and then you can go forward.
It's been great talking to you. And we here, we do a golf podcast and we watch every golf tournament. But do you notice that in the past 2-3 months since Tiger's return, that the interest levels in America, the interest levels which our average sports fan have just changed completely towards golf? For all the good work that players like Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson have done, still, there's nothing quite like Tiger.
No, Tiger drives the needle. I mean, we're talking about him today on your show. Everybody talks about him. He's still out. We'll have the biggest gallery today when he tees off in Orlando. And he still has a chance to win. And he thinks he going to win. You know how Tiger feels when he gets it going. His swing looks the best I've seen it in 5-6 years. his body's healthy. He himself has said he has no pain at all, that he can actually practice again. You can see it. He drives the needle. There's no doubt about it. TV ratings, the amount of tickets sold at tournaments. And as you said earlier, it couldn't happen a better time. We're a couple weeks away from the Masters, and Tiger Woods is playing good. It doesn't get any better than that, if you ask me. And then you look at all the former major champions, Stenson, Rory, Rose, Day, Watson, Nicholson, DJ, Thomas. They're all playing well. So you've got going into this Masters, you know, the odds makers can make anybody they want a favorite, but I think you could pick 10 or 12 guys that would have a great chance to win at Augusta.
Who's going to win it?
I wish I knew that. I'd run to the bookie faster than you would. I think this one's going to be hard to call. I think we're going to have to wait to see what happens. And by the way, it was St. Paddy's Day here in the U.S. yesterday, so happy St. Patrick's Day. My mother is a McKee, so I've got a lot of Irish blood in me.
Okay, great.
I had my green on all day.
Very good. Good to hear, Butch. And brilliant, as always, to talk to you on Off the Ball. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
It's my joy, guys, anytime. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Butch Harmon there, the great Butch Harmon.
I wish he was my granddad.
It's a bit harsh to your granddad. Jeez.
Well, wow. They were great grandads, but now they're around. Butch is still knocking around, so what a gent.
Even for the golf, for the tips,
even
Dave.
Just to be able to ring him up whenever you want. Hey, granddad, what do you fancy for the Masters? He set the scene. He's whetted the appetite, and we still have a month to go.
It's great when you hear somebody like Butch Harmon, who's been involved in the game for so long, still gets excited. Still gets that buzz.
When you see him on Sky, like, loves it.
Rory's doing something here. There's something about this kid.
And to have someone on the show who's, like, we're talking about Tiger and Phil, who's coached both of them. Like, you know, he's just spent so much time with these guys. It's a few people know those guys better than he does. And the way the season is set up. Oh. For Phil to be back in the winner's circle, McIlroy playing some decent golf again, Tiger coming back playing some good golf, and even just being on tour again is such a massive boost.
Well, it's great to be reminded, because I certainly feel as though I forgot and maybe didn't appreciate it at the time, and most people didn't, just how dominant and how great Tiger Woods was. Because at the stage of his career when it all fell apart, nobody expected it. He should have had another... This should be the period where we're starting to think about Tiger's decline and how much longer can he keep it going. He's had a lost decade where you watch Sky Golf at the moment and they're showing Tiger's greatest tournaments, Tiger's greatest shots, and you just look at it and think, bloody hell, the dominance of this guy. How many majors would Phil, Ernie, Goosen, Singh have won if he wasn't there? And he managed to go and beat them again and again and again. And not even those guys. The other thing you notice when you're looking back in Tiger's career is, what makes Tiger, and we have this conversation about Tiger against Federer, what I always think what makes Tiger greater than Federer is that when you get to a dominant level in tennis, you generally tend to stay there. You don't lose to the guys below you. Whereas in golf, it's out of your control. Anybody can have the greatest week of their life and win. And those guys had the greatest weeks of their lives, and still Tiger won, whether it was Rocker Mediate or Steve Pace or
Bob Hayes.
Constant players throughout their career had the great... They would have won this big tournament.
Bob Hayes or Bob May?
Bob May.
Bob May, that brilliant PGA Championship. Yeah, you're right. These guys would have thrown in PBs over the course of 4 days of a major championship and they still couldn't get it done. Whether they pushed Tiger all the way as DeMarco would have done, as Rocco Mediate did, as Bob May did, or whether there was the guy who constantly comes up as, you know, in the table quiz, who finished second in the 97 Masters, for example, because it's very often... You would not have a clue who would have been runner-up in a major championship, because they've been beaten by 12 strokes or 10 strokes or whatever it might be. Their name actually is noteworthy. And we're not talking about Tiger coming back winning a major, but at least he's in the conversation now. Whew. And if it's a big day today and he's getting closer to Augusta, a place we know we can win, and where the old cliche goes that you can rule out a vast chunk of the field before they even tee off on Thursday, because so many of them, Nicholas always felt this way, that so many just don't believe they can win around Augusta. You're whittling down, it's the smallest field anyway of the four majors, it's probably the weakest field because there's so many amateurs involved and so many ex-champions that have no chance.
You're looking at 16, 17 players who can possibly win.
You can rule out all the first timers, so you're well below 40, 35 before you really start looking at the quality and the form of the guys that are left and thinking, can they win? Do they put well enough to win around Augusta, for example?
I feel like I'm at the stage where I'm wondering if Tiger's going to get Jack's record.
Nah, really?
You've not been unbelievably impressed?
Well, no, he hasn't won yet. I've been unbelievably impressed with his physique and his ability to withstand the 4 days.
Back?
I understand that, but I... let's see him contend in a major before we start wondering, can he win another five?
I don't think he's going to win at Augusta this year. I just can't see his driving being good enough. But his driving wasn't great the last couple of weeks, and his short game was so good. It got him out of trouble so many times.
If he's going to win a major this year, and you're worried about his driving, it has to be Augusta. Mm. It is the only one of the four majors where you can get away with being a little errant off the tee because the rough is so forgiving. Heading into Shinnecock Hills, where Pavin won, I think, in 95, and it was an incredibly difficult
nice
place to go.
Nice dry, wind-free week in Carnoustie.
Well, wind-free.
I don't know if those things have ever happened.
A nice dry win-free week in Carnoustie would give McIlroy an unbelievable chance as well of winning a second Open. So wouldn't it be great if McIlroy gave us something to really get our teeth into tonight? And I was just looking at the leaderboard. There's seven major champions within seven shots of the lead.
Ooh, nice.
It's not bad. Not bad for a Sunday evening in March.
Yeah, Henrik Stenson is in the lead on his own at 12 under par. They tee off at, so it is 2:20 tee time, which is a 20 past 6 tee time here in Ireland. He'll be alongside Bryson DeChambeau, the mechanic, who is on 11 under par. And then you have McIlroy on 10 under, Justin Rose, Ryan Moore on 9 under, Charlie Hoffman, Ricky Fowler, Taylor Gooch and Ben Ann on 8 under par, and then Tiger Woods is in that group on 7 under par alongside Patrick Reed.
There are birdies out there. Kevin Nass 5 under through 16, and Alex Noren has thrown in the round of the day so far a 5 under par round of 67. So
get the feeling that Butch gives a little bit of tough love to Ricky Fowler.
Yeah,
I'd say he frustrates the life out of him.
Probably.
Well, it's costing him a lot of money.
He clearly does believe that he can win a major, but he probably has to convince Ricky himself. I would disagree with Butch when he says he thinks he'll win one this year. I just wonder, is he ever going to? But we said that about the likes of Garcia for so long, that he doesn't really have what it takes when it really comes down to it to get over the line. And Garcia proved us wrong last year, so he definitely has the game.
All this week on Off the Ball, we've been teaming up with Outdoor Revolution, which takes place in the RDS next weekend. You can join Sean Kelly, David Gillick, Stephen Hunt, Roz Purcell, Neve Briggs, Stuart Lancaster and many more for a fun, interactive weekend with engaging discussions, fitness classes, workshops and cooking demos. Everyone who entered during Off the Ball this week is going to be put in the overall draw and will have a chance to win a trip for two to the European Champions Cup final, including flights, accommodation and tickets to the game with thanks to Fulfill Nutrition. As well as that, our daily winner today will win an overnight stay for two with dinner and a round of golf in the newly redesigned Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links. To enter, just name this mystery voice.
I still feel that I have something left in me.
Text the word outdoor, your answer and your name to us right now on 53106. That's 53106. Text costs 30 cents. We'll draw the winners on of both competitions before the end of the show. So for the overall prize and that stay and dinner for two and golf at Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links, that before 6 o'clock, before the show comes to an end. It is all with thanks to Outdoor Revolution, taking place in the RDS March 24th and 25th. That is next weekend. See outdoorrevolution.ie. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll go down through all the day's sport, everything that has happened, and we'll bring you some more reaction from the Ireland camp as well.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.